Well, we're coming up in just a few minutes to Energize Green, and it has been an exciting week for me. This is Andrea Rideout, and I'm one of the hosts of Energize Green, along with
Dan Lipinski, the other host.
Dan Lipinski, and we've been at the State Fair of Texas all week, and we're going to be out there again all day today and tomorrow. This is, of course, the right in the middle of the State Fair of Texas, and we're having a lot of fun. And you know, Dan, it's kind of interesting. The State Fair this year has done some very green-oriented things and energizing things, actually, like their new Ferris wheel, or the Ferris wheel, and how they put all new LED bulbs on that wonderful fixture that's been there for a zillion years. Oh, I love it.
You got to see it at night.
Oh, and it's going to save a ton of money. And those new bulbs, the new LED bulbs, are going to last 100,000 hours.
Years and years. They won't have to send somebody up climbing all over that Ferris wheel to replace them again.
That
is
right.
Not for a long time.
That's right. And anyway, we'd love to have everybody come out. We've got a special stage set up there at the State Fair of Texas. It's just to the right of the big ring of flags. As you enter the State Fair and you've got Big Tex in front of you.
Big Tex.
Big Tex. That's right. And right in front of Big Tex, there's a big ring of flags. And we're just to the right of the ring of flags on a little area they call First Avenue, kind of there by the lagoon. And we've got a stage set up, and we're doing all kinds of little seminars that are under sort of a blanket title of Green Living 101. We're teaching folks how to compost and how to collect rainwater
and construction techniques.
And construction techniques, that's right. Our friends
Don Ferrier.
Don Ferrier and Gary Ope has been there. And lots of other folks who are into gardening and green and recycling, and friends from the city of Dallas who are trying to go green, you know, get the city of Dallas to go green. So that's neat.
They're actually the ones that are helping us out this year.
They are. They've been wonderful. And they've got some cool things going on this year at the fair, actually. They're down in the Discovery Gardens area as well. And they've got recycling containers set up this year. And they may have had some last time, may have had some last year, but this time they've really got a great presence.
They've got some special ones, I understand.
And yes, there are some that are solar. And
those are the special ones, I understand.
They are. They are very, very cool. Solar-powered trash cans and trash compactors. And you'll see those here and there around the fair. There's actually one right by us at our little stage area there.
That's not so little.
Our little Green Living 101 stage.
We have a big area.
Well, we do. Our big gardening area. It's gorgeous, isn't it? And we want to thank, by the way, Texas Oasis Landscaping. They have done a superior job there.
Better than superior. It looks great.
They have done just a fabulous job. And just very, very excited to have all the things going on that we've got going on at the State Fair. And again, we are down there for the next couple of weekends. We're going to be there through, of course, October 18th at the State Fair, and we'd love to have you come down. One of the best things is if you come to one of our little mini seminars, which we're doing like every hour on the hour, again, just to the right of the Ring of Flags that's by Big Tex, you'll get a goodie bag full of all kinds of goodies, and it depends on which day it is. We are giving out different goodie bags on different days. Our friends from some of the local hardware stores have supplied goodies, and Scott's Miracle-Gro has given us a ton of stuff that we're giving away and just having a lot of fun and promoting green and organic gardening. I guess last weekend you had a super time down there at the wonderful Fredericksburg event.
Oh my golly, it was their 10th anniversary. I was so tired when we got finished, we actually had to stop at a motel on the way back. First time. It was so much fun.
Well, and I hear today there's also something going on, the Monster Bash, the Lake Worth Monster Bash. There's hay rides and Feed the Bison and all kinds of neat things, and that's going on today till 2 o'clock, folks, and that is at the Fossil Ridge.
It's the Fort Worth Nature Center.
That's right. That's the one there on Fossil Ridge. Fossil Ridge Road.
And I am providing solar power for them this morning. I hope that if you're on the west side and you're headed out, you've got something that maybe you'd like to do today, go on by the Fort Worth Nature Center. I am providing solar power for their sound stage from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today, all day, and answering people's questions about solar energy.
And that's the fortworthnaturecenter.org if you want to find out more about it. Also coming up next week is the Solar Decathlon. That's going on actually in Washington, D.C., and that's a pretty neat event. And there are lots and lots of other events actually going on around the country late in October. What's the one there in Vegas, Dan?
The second annual International Conference on Energy.
And then logistics and all that stuff.
Oh, my golly.
That's kind of a big thing for like hotels and restaurants and
it's all kinds of things. It's how to save energy for large companies. And in this case, you know, we can talk about this also on the national segment, but when we look at this, people say, I'm interested in what's going on in my backyard, but this is national. Mm-hmm. And this is something that is really targeted toward corporations, business people who do use a great deal of energy.
Well, and their website is globalcommerceforum.org, globalcommerceforum.org. And if you're out driving around and you can't remember all this stuff, just visit our website, which is energizedgreen.com, and you can find out about all the things going on. The last event I want to mention is actually also going on in Vegas. It's December 8th through 10th, and it's called Power Gen International 2009. This is a really cool event about power.
I have been to this, mm-hmm. and it's all kinds of power things, and there's a huge section on solar.
Well, that's pretty cool and very exciting. And again, visit our website, energizedgreen.com. You can also see our daily tips that are there in honor of the State Fair, sponsored by Scott's Miracle-Gro, that I taped here on CNN with my friend Ashton Ritchie. And so you can hear those during the day here on CNN.
Looking forward to it.
It's going to be a blast. And we'll be back with Energize Green, the radio show, in just a moment. An hour of power. Stay with us.
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep turf builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
Do you want to go green and save energy, but don't know what to do first? It's time for Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. They'll set you straight on the road to keen, green, and energy lean. And now, here are your hosts, Andrea Rideout and Dan Lipinski.
Welcome to today's show. Man, do we have an all-star lineup for you, an all-star of green lineup, that's for sure.
We've got two of the top people in the nation to talk about houses, remodeling, reconstruction, design, and all kinds of things. And they're both right here in our own backyard, but they've got knowledge that covers the entire country.
That's right. Gary Ulp, who is with GGO Architects, he is an absolutely phenomenal green architect and designer, and Don Ferrier, who is the Green Builder of the Year for the National Association of Home Builders a couple years in a row, and just an amazing fellow as well. And we're going to talk about what green means when it comes to home construction and also a little bit of commercial, too.
Both sides of it, actually. And I've got a project house I wanted to talk to Don about here. As soon as we can get him on, I've got some questions I'm going to talk. Windows are kind of a sticking point with me at the moment and other things, but he is one of my certain resource people. And by the way, Don is on our website as well.
Don Ferrier, that's right. Well, why don't we get started with Gary Ulp. Gary is a very successful architect here in Dallas, Texas, and he's done design work all over the country, actually, from historic to modern.
Very modern.
Very modern, actually. He's done restaurants, retail stores, homes, corporations, medical offices, a little bit of everything.
I saw one of the houses that he designed. You stand there, it's one of those, like, wow, your mouth hangs open and you go, holy smokes, this is gorgeous.
Incredible work. And ever since he started, actually, even before he became a real architect, when he was in college, he was green. He was green like you, Dan, way before anybody even thought of it.
Before it was cool to be green.
Before it was cool to be green. And so I think it's just time to bring him on. Gary Ulp, want to say one other thing. He's actually also in the Who's Who among rising young Americans. So that's pretty cool.
That is impressive.
Very impressive. Gary, welcome to Energize Green.
Hi, Andrea.
Well, we're just tickled to have you.
Well, it's always fun. So always enjoy the conversation, and you never know where to lead.
Well, we're going to start with some questions. How about that? We'll just grill you.
Sure. That's all right. That'd be fun.
Well, first of all, let's just start with the basic question. What makes a building green anyway?
You know, that is probably one of the best questions that anyone could raise. Because if you go back, and I'll go back to early 1974 when I was in college and studying things, and nobody seemed to care. My class was in an old 50s building that I remember sitting in the class in the middle of winter freezing next to the window because they were metal windows that leaked and so on. And really, there wasn't a definition of what green was. In fact, green wasn't even talked about. It wasn't anything about green or sustainability. There was some talk of energy efficiency. It was the first energy crisis. And my interest sort of followed, passive solar, kind of where passive solar was going, and reading about a number of people who influenced me.
And so, what do you mean by passive solar for listeners who might not understand that term?
Well, passive solar, the simplest explanation is that you design buildings that respond to your regional climate. It can mean one thing up in northern Minnesota. It can mean another thing down here in Dallas. Suffice it to say, when you're driving through the West Texas countryside, where are the cows standing? They're under the trees. They're not standing out in the middle of the open field in the middle of summer. That's
right.
Passive solar design right there. Because those animals know that if they stand under that tree, they've got two benefits. One, they've got the benefit of the shade. Secondly, the tree is basically breathing. It's called evapotranspiration, where it's taking moisture out of the ground, and that moisture is evaporating from the leaf surfaces and creative, effectively evaporative cooling. So it can be 15 or 20 degrees cooler under that tree.
Hmm.
So in our climate, passive solar means shading to block out the summer sun but get good daylighting, but then sizing your overhangs and placing your windows strategically so that you get good summer shading but good winter sun so that you get passive solar warming. Shading drives our climate. Shading drives everything down here.
In the South?
In the South.
Now, how about the listeners up in Minnesota, Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. Wherever. I'm doing Minnesota, a project house in Wisconsin.
Exactly. Minnesota, Wisconsin, it's exactly the opposite. And I've got a number of active passive solar houses that are in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Colorado, one even in Maine. And up there, it's completely different. There, what you're trying to do is you're trying to just soak up as much sun as you can all the time. But you still have to be conscious about the size of those overhangs because you still want to shade the summer sun because they still get a summer season. And even though the temperatures at night are cool up there, you still need to protect yourself from the summer sun. On top of that, you layer another aspect, which is called thermal mass, and that is in our climate here, you really can't cool things down at night. I have people ask me all the time about could they do an adobe building like they do out in New Mexico and Arizona and West Texas.
Right.
You can't do that in Dallas, for instance, or Fort Worth, because it's sort of like at night, the earth in mass will certainly absorb the sun's energy during the day. And at night, though, the problem is that heat has no place to go. It'll go two ways. It'll go out to the atmosphere, and it'll come to the interior of space. Well, when it's in the middle of August in Dallas at night, it's every bit of 96 degrees at night. So
sure.
If you've got a wall that's 100, that's warmed up to 120, 130 degrees, where's the heat going to go? It's certainly going to go to the interior, and it isn't going to cool off much. It's not going to cool down much because it's still 96 degrees. You go out to the desert, out to Taos, to Albuquerque, to West Texas, Lubbock, and so on, at night, the air temperature cools down, so it works. It's an effective passive technique. You can soak that sun's energy up, and it will shed that energy in the evening and keep the interior warm. That doesn't really work way up north. So you go way up north now, again, to Minnesota. The trouble there is that thermal mass, while it absorbs a lot of heat, it sheds it too fast to the exterior. So it brings in a comprehension of you hear these discussions all the time. Where
sure.
do you put the insulation? On the inside of the wall, on the outside of the wall? How much thermal mass? Everybody thinks a lot of thermal mass is a good thing. Well, having done as many passive solar houses as I have, we have found that just tweaking a floor slab by half an inch or one layer of sheetrock can make the difference between a wall that won't give that energy back off to the interior space at night and a wall that will work effectively, take it in and give it off. So as you go from north to south, shading and thermal mass, window sizes, the area of your window mass or the area of your window glazing to your floor square footage changes as you go north to south. So that's really the definition of passive solar. And then beyond that, you get into things like daylighting and natural ventilation and the stack effect and so on.
Right.
But when we talk about green design, of course, back then, essentially all we talked about was just that. It was shading. It was passive solar heat gain or passive solar cooling. It was windows, where you placed your windows. We didn't have the window technology we do now, so we would be looking at, you know, how do you insulate the windows and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, even a greenhouse, not a greenhouse, but even a home that was trying to be energy efficient or, say, sustainable back in the 70s, you just didn't have that many choices for windows.
And passive,
no, you didn't.
You know,
I was going to say you had double, triple glazed, but it was, you know, you had shading. You could use tinted glass.
Right.
Or shades or anything else.
Or shades, right. You could use shades or you could use insulated. You know, the big thing was insulated curtains. And I remember all the rage back then was doing these trum walls, these big tubes of water facing south, or a black, you know, a cement block wall that you paint filled with sand and painted black. Well, that was all great, except that that's where your best daylighting came in from the south.
Right.
So you lived like a troglodyte in this cave, and it heated itself. And then the other thing was you had these huge vats of water, which, of course, you know, you can only keep water clear and looking nice if that big tube is hermetically sealed, and then they would become, you know, kind of green from algae. And the whole thing was really kind of comical. So the point being that a trum wall works if you're using it to generate heat like a solar panel, but it blocks the sunlight from your house.
Right.
Where now, you know, the window's more sophisticated and much better. So that's really what the focus was then on quote, green. And honestly, we didn't even talk about the word green or sustainable. The words that I used back then were just being, you know, environmentally sensitive or environmentally responsible or lightness. It was a lightness of being. I had the good opportunity to pick Buckminster Fuller up from the airport.
Oh, my gosh.
It was interesting, yeah, and it was just one of those things that sort of fell in my lap. They needed, the seniors had put his visit together. I was a freshman, but the senior whose thesis I was helping on said, hey, I can't go get him. Can you go get him from the airport?
And sure. And just now, listeners who might not know who Buckminster Fuller is, he is the guy that designed the geodesic dome, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where were you going to college?
And the Dymaxion House as well. In the University of Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati. Okay, great. Yeah. And so you picked Buckminster Fuller
picked up.
I mean, he was like, you know, god of,
like
of
ancient,
green.
Yeah. And he was also like ancient, like ancient.
Oh, wow.
He was really, really, really old. And so I picked him up, and I was just in awe, and we're talking about things. And then I had to, I got him, you know, we talked about a few topics, and we got to the university, and he had a short little presentation. And then I took him for a light snack in the back of the airport. And one of the things he asked me at the time was, he said, I want you to think about, as you go on, I want you to think about how much your buildings weigh. And I thought at the time it didn't make any sense. It just, how much do my buildings weigh? Well, buildings weigh what they're going to weigh. They're
what difference does that make? That's right.
Never thought about it. Until years later, what he was talking about was not so much the weight of materials.
As the mass.
Yeah. The impact of that mass on the entire, you know, the entire environment. I mean, does it touch the earth lightly? Does it touch the earth lightly in terms of the amount of energy embodied to build that structure and its materials? Does it touch the earth lightly in terms of carbon load? Does it touch the earth lightly in terms of the sheer quantity of materials you use? And how do those materials react dynamically with the forces against it? So it was a very simple way to state what we talk about today in terms of sustainability. And it goes back to that lightness. How much does your building weigh? What is the impact of that building? So today, when I talk about sustainability, the impact is much broader than it ever was then. I mean, 15, 20 years ago, low VOC paints, about all I had to specify was milk paint.
Yeah, I was going to say milk paint. Yeah, that was all the rage.
I remember that.
20 years
right.
ago, yeah. And in old houses,
oh,
of course,
gosh.
Yeah, we loved milk paint.
Oh, we had lead paint.
Boy,
we've
come a long way.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure.
I know. And on the oils, you know, the alkyds were all you had. And so, you know, today we've got materials, you know, that are so much lighter in terms of the planet. Well, the trouble that I have sometimes when people talk about what is green and what is sustainability is that a lot of folks will design a home, they'll wrap it in Tyvek, they'll put in fluorescent lights, they'll put in, you know, compact fluorescent lights and so on, and they'll use a pretty efficient mechanical system, put in some, you know, what they call green materials, throw in some bamboo, low VOC paints, and call it green.
Right.
Well, or sustainable. Well, that's great. That's certainly the impact there, and I support it completely.
It's better. It's better than nothing.
Better than
nothing. That's right.
Any step in the right direction is a good one. So that's all good. But when somebody asks me, let's talk about sustainability. Well, then I want to start talking about things like water supply. What's the effect of the stormwater? What's the hydraulic effect of the stormwater running off of a residential site, finding its way through the system? Ultimately, it's going to hit a creek somewhere, a natural estuary, and it's going to have an impact on that riparian habitat. When I build this house, now I've got shingles on the roof. I don't use shingles, but people do. Mm-hmm. And if they use shingles, which I consider to effectively be a disposable roof, you know, birds can no longer, you know, birds used to once live in the tree that was there, or they would nest in the ground or the grasses that were there. Well, they've now been displaced. So when we place a building on a site, whether it be a home or a big commercial office building, no matter what it is, what sort of life displacement have we implemented?
Well, and you go back to Buckminster Fuller, what is that building weigh? And when you say that, I mean, it's a much more philosophical term than just what does it weigh in pounds. Gary, we got to take a break. We're going to come back with more Energize Green and our very special guest, Gary Ulp, one of the top architects and green designers in the entire country. And we're going to talk more about green design, what makes a building green, and a special project that Chipotle is doing. We'll be back in just a moment with Energize Green.
If you're looking to take your green lifestyle on the road, you'll need the right car, and you'll find it at Metro Volkswagen in Irving. Introducing the Volkswagen Jetta TDI Clean Diesel. Named the 2009 Green Car of the Year by Green Car Journal, it's easy to see why the folks at Green Car Journal went so crazy for the Jetta TDI. It's fuel efficient with an EPI estimated 41 miles per gallon highway. It's powerful, delivering some 236 foot-pounds of pulse-raising torque. And it's earth-friendly. Volkswagen's clean diesel is engineered to emit fewer and cleaner emissions. Come to Metro Volkswagen to meet the 2009 Volkswagen TDI Clean Diesel Sedan or Sports Wagon. The 2009 Green Car of the Year, now on display at Metro Volkswagen. Metro Volkswagen, on Airport Freeway and Story Road in Irving, or on the web at vwtexas.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Metro Volkswagen.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog.
Woof!
There's a new way to shop for leather. The Leather Sofa Company. Your shopping experience is like no other. It's easy and affordable. Whether your taste is traditional or contemporary, they have a style to suit your needs. Their distinctful designs are tailored to fit your space, and you can personalize your furniture to reflect your lifestyle. You're choosy about your home. Be choosy about your leather. For a location nearest you, visit leathersofaco.com.
I'm Pete Ronas, host of Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, and we're moving to high noon on Saturdays right here on CNN 1190. NASCAR, NHRA, IndyCar Series, we cover it all every Saturday at high noon. Also, we bring you up to speed on all the local racing action going on right here in the Metroplex. So for your motorsports fix, join us at high noon every Saturday for Race Talk right here on CNN 1190. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Dan Lipinski with Andrea Rideout, and we're talking architecture, we're talking green building, we're talking with one of the nation's top green architects anywhere. I mean, this man has got credentials. He's got more degrees than the thermometer.
He does have more degrees than
I mean, this guy is good. I'm sitting here.
I like that.
I can't keeping notes fast enough.
I know. He's amazing.
Oh, isn't he, though? I'm sitting here wondering, okay, Gary Ope runs GGO Architects here in the Dallas area, but he's done homes and commercial buildings all over the country.
And speaking of commercial properties around the country, I want to mention, Gary, our lunch today is going to be provided by Chipotle here in the studio. We want to thank the nice folks from Chipotle. And we are doing a special program with them right now at the State Fair of Texas, where we're giving out green seeds to folks. And I happened to go to coffee the other day with the Chipotle folks, and I found out something. They just were awarded the platinum level LEED certification by the U.S. Green Building Council for one of their restaurants in Gurnee, Illinois. Isn't that cool?
That's cool. It was platinum, wasn't it?
It was platinum, and it's actually the first restaurant in the country to get the platinum level certification.
Platinum is a very difficult thing to acquire. We had the first, Don Ferrier and I had the first platinum level, platinum certified residential home in Texas, and I've had the first platinum. I've had a couple of firsts with the platinum. I had the first gold Chamber of Commerce. I had the first platinum. It's a Dallas Logistics Hub, which is a very unique project, and it was the first platinum project there. So it's very unique when you start to acquire these projects that are platinum level, and that speaks loud and large for how difficult that is, because a platinum project is very light. It addresses all of those little things I was talking about in the last segment.
Well,
water, air.
Yeah, and they're doing some cool stuff. They've got wind turbines on this Chipotle, which I thought was kind of cool.
Solar panels.
Yeah, and solar panels,
nice.
And a big cistern underground that they're using for the rainwater to water
their
grass.
They're addressing all those big key issues. They're talking about water. They're talking about energy. They're talking about carbon low, because they're generating energy that's not that has a consequent generation at the power plant where you're generating carbon and things like that.
I'll have to send you some information now. Not only do they have that one, but I've got a project house up in northwestern Wisconsin. It's about 3 hours sort of northeast of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And I had the dickens of a time finding somebody up there to work with, because I'm down here in the Texas area. The house is up there. We're getting ready to refurbish it. How do you find somebody like yourself who is a green architect?
There's a great site, Susan Sansanka's site, the Not-So-Big House.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. She's been on the show.
I believe she has a list of architects that remodeling and new construction, who they basically subscribe to the not-so-big philosophy. But I think also if you drill down through that list, you can find some there also that also generally tend to be of the same cut of cloth. They're going to be paying attention to those kind of things, like energy efficiency and so on. I know also you can, there are so many, there's now the United States Green Building Council has chapters all over the country. And if you just Google USGBC, then you can Google local chapters, as we have one here in North Texas. You can then go, that will help refine your search, and you can normally find an architect that would be a USGBC member at a local chapter, and that will be familiar with the LEED rating system, and more than likely one that's familiar with LEED for homes.
That's pretty much the straight direction. You know, that's what I kind of end up doing, and I did find one in the Minneapolis area, and I also found one down in the southeast part of Wisconsin, and so we're working with both of them at the moment, talking to them, because this is kind of right in the middle between them.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Well, that sounds good.
Now, so folks find a green architect, and they're maybe working with a particular builder. What are some of the things, and we've only got maybe 1 minute left here, Gary, but if you can give us a couple quick tips for listeners, what are some of the most important things that homeowner needs to make sure that their builder and their architect are attending to?
Very first thing is hopefully they've got a lot that faces south. You want a lot that faces, that has an east-west length that's longer than the north-south, so that you can orient most of your windows to the south. So that means it's either got to be a view you like, or the street, or what have you. And what you want to have is
I got to say, I feel sorry for all those people on the other side of the street.
I know. And it's just until we have
those
some real
poor
change.
Schmucks.
Yes, I know. It's so crazy. And until we have some change in terms of how we lay subdivisions out or communities, the poor guy that his house faces west or north is just, not a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But basically, you want to be able to orient and look south. The designer should try to design a home that is essentially a 2-to-1 rectangle. Not all homes should be rectangles, and I'm not advocating that they are. But essentially what I'm saying is the length should be longer than the breadth, so that longer facade faces the south. when he's designing the home, what you want to do is make sure utility spaces are in the back, like laundry rooms, closets, bathrooms, all those kind of things you can put in the back, so that as the sun path moves from east to west when it sets, you're going to get daylight that's going to move through the home and give you good daylight as well as good passive solar control and heating in the winter and shading in the summer.
Well, and that is all our time for today. But Gary Ulp, you are amazing. And I guess we're just going to have you back on in a few weeks and talk some more about this, all right?
It'd be a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you so much. What is your website, real quick?
The website is ggoarchitects.com. It is currently under construction because we're putting a lot of new projects up on it, but it will... There's a few projects right there that are on it now, but it is under construction.
Great. We'll be back with more Energized Green and our friend Don Ferrier, amazing green builder, in just a moment.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable, too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today. Or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99 cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
We started with the designer talking about how homes are designed, an architect actually, to be more green. What do you say, Dan? Now we talk to a builder and find out how they actually implement those different types of structural changes and lot design and things
like that. Well, designing is half of it. Getting it built properly is the other half.
That's right.
And if you don't do either one of them, it doesn't work.
Well, as any of us have tried baking a cake from scratch, we know that it's all in the chef. So the recipe gets you going, and then the chef is the one that makes it taste good. And speaking of incredible chefs, Don Ferrier is here. Don, you know how to bake a house, don't you?
Well, I've baked a few of them and baked a few loaves of bread, too, Andrea.
Well, I bet you have. You can probably do just about anything.
Well, I don't wish I would do that, but anyway, I try.
Well, you know, Dan and I are big fans of you, and listeners, if you're not familiar with the name Don Ferrier, he is one of the top green builders in the country, and we just happen to be lucky enough to have him right here in our own state in Texas. But, Don, you've been all over the country speaking and talked to builders from east to west, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting as green has become mainstream or close to mainstream, and really has become mainstream that... The interest has just exploded. You obviously can't hardly pick up a newspaper, magazine especially, and not find something in there. And I would just, my email inbox today, there's probably three times more emails about green from different vendors and building organizations than there were 6 months ago.
Well, and you've done such an amazing job. You know, I was scanning earlier through some stuff I found about you online. all the awards that you've won and all the different accolades that have been slung at you, which one or two would you say you're the most proud of?
Oh, the one I'm the most proud of, Andrea, is the National Association of Home Builders, and 07 and 08 for the year, the 12 months there, I was their Green Building Advocate of the Year, doing more to advocate and advance green building than any other builder that at least applied anyway. So
and that applies, and that's for all the builders around the entire country?
That's the whole country,
yeah. That's across the nation.
Wow.
And it, you know, the other one would be the, and there's a lot of them, and it's not to slight anybody, but the Energy Value Housing Awards given out by the U.S. Department of Energy, the National Renewable Energy Lab, both of those federal agencies, and the National Association of Home Builders Research Center, which is very advanced in their research. And we've been honored that five out of the last 5 years, we have won their award. We've gotten four golds and one silver for the most energy-efficient custom home in a hot climate. And it's kind of like the Builder Advocate of the Year. It's according to those that applied, and nobody else takes it. All you can do is do the best you can, and honor to have those.
Well, you've done a great job. And, you know, I know that as you have gone through the process of building green and learning to build green, and you've been doing this for a long time, way before it was cool, I know you've met all kinds of people, young and old, and I've wondered, what do you see the differences between, say, the baby boomers among us, and I'm right on the bottom end of the baby boomers, and then some of the young crowd, like my kids who are coming up in their 20s and early 30s. Is there a different mindset about building green?
There really is, Andrea. It's almost across the board. We've been building green homes since 82. I didn't know to call them green homes back then, but you just see today, especially, that there's numbers of groups, about three or four, but there's two big groups. The biggest ones, baby boomers, typically come in, and I'm right in the middle of that. I'm 58. They come in and they say, I'm interested in extreme energy efficiency, and I've researched this, just as Dan researches tons of stuff.
I tend to.
That's right, tend to. It's just your nature. But they come and they say, this is going to cost us more up front, but it's going to be one of the wisest investments we've ever made. Kind of like you'd see in a mutual fund. You know, mm-hmm. People don't go put $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 in a mutual fund and get an immediate payback. But they know, hey, I'll put it in there and it'll keep bringing me money back and then I'll be better off. We see it all the time on those kind of things, even that maybe somebody spends an extra $150 a month to upgrade to some energy efficiency that they didn't have that really in a mortgage can get them to half the energy bill. Most of our homes are using about a third of the energy that the typical custom home built today has. But that $150 results in $200, $250 a month savings.
Well, speaking of upgrades, you know, you've got a lot of experience down here in the South making homes energy efficient where it's hot. I'm in the process. I've got a project house in Wisconsin where it's going under the, in this case, the U.S. Green Building Council's gut and rebuild. I almost hate the term the way it sounds, but it already has passed some of the preliminaries for LEED certification. And that's in the other extreme climate. It gets to 40 below up there.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
And I was just kind of curious. Now, I know your building expertise is all over the country. There's a couple of points that I'd like to touch on real quick. I noticed that at least in the windows in that house up there.
Right.
You've got a lot of experience in windows. The ones that were in that house were the old single-pane windows.
Sure.
What are you finding as a retrofit item? Now, we fall into two groups. You're either building a house or fixing up an old one that you've already got. What are you finding in the way of windows that generally works the best as far as a cold climate?
Windows have had huge advances in energy efficiency, and it's just amazing how fast they go forward and the improvements you have. You know, you're just your amount of insulation and the spacing. You have the low E coatings, of course, and primarily down in the South, you're going to put that on the outside to keep the hot summer sun out. In the northern climates, the low E coating is going to go on the inside of the inside pane, so it keeps the warmth in. You know, it's just the difference. Our biggest enemy for energy efficiency is the hot summer sun coming in when you don't want it to. And in the north, in the cold climate, the biggest enemy is losing the heat that you're paying precious prices for to generate. And those are the kind of things, Dan, that gets into what the baby boomers, we find, 9 times out of 10 are looking for. Back to Andrea's question, is they are interested in what's coming out of their wallet and their purse. The other big difference is that the younger group, which is pretty much somewhere around 25 to 40, but most of them are more like 28 to 35, they come in and they want to build as green of a home as they can. And this comment, it's shared by both groups for their budget. You know, everybody's got a budget, but the younger group is wanting to do the right thing to save the earth, to take care of our natural resources. And then they typically, secondly, say, and I think it's going to save me money in the long run.
Which it does both. And I'll tell you what, Don, we're going to hold on and talk some more right after this break. Folks, you're listening to Energize Green, and we'll be back in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
If you're looking for windows and doors, the Energy Shop specializes in sales and service of Geldwin and Anderson wood windows and patio doors. They also carry Velux's complete line of roof windows, skylights, sun tunnels, and solar water heaters. The Energy Shop, beautiful ways to save energy. Call them at 972-661-0688 or visit EnergyShopInc.com to find directions to their new location in Carrollton. The Energy Shop.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
Hey folks, did you know you could save up to 20% on your electric bill with the Light Up Texas program?
No.
But we'd love to save 20%.
Then call Light Up Texas at 866-454-8387 24 hours a day or get an application at lightuptexas.org. That's L-I-T-E-U-P Texas.org.
Then what?
Well, the program is for low-income Texans, so the application asks for proof of income, like a pay stub or a W-2 form.
Did you get that, Willard?
Or you can get a letter from your employer confirming employment.
That'll work.
When do we start saving?
Your savings begin 30 days after your enrollment is accepted, so hurry. The program's available now through the hot summer months. And don't forget, you'll need to reapply every year.
Can you give us that info again?
Sure. Call toll-free 1-866-454-8387 or visit lightuptexas.org.
Did you get that, Willard?
Memorized it, dear.
A message from the Public Utility Commission of Texas.
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep Turf Builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
You're listening to Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Dan Lipinski, sometimes known as the Solar Man, sitting here with
Andrea Rideout.
And we're talking sometimes, to a very good...
Oh,
go
I get to say my sometimes
oh,
known
sorry.
As...
Go ahead.
Golly. Of
Some,
course,
always known as.
Always. Not very much anymore. Ask Andrea. And lately I've been going by Eco Andy. What do you think of that? I kind of like that.
A-N-D-I?
Yeah, A-N-D-I. It's got a ring to it, you know, that tomboy kind of thing.
Oh,
you
I
like that?
It.
Eco Andy? Yeah, I thought that was kind of cute. Okay. And we've got Don Farrier. Don the Dandy Farrier. How about that?
Oh, my God.
the Dandy Green Farrier. I don't know, Don. What do you go by?
Well, Don. Most of the time it's just Don, but, you know, it's goes too far, I may want to. I want to be left out. I don't know. But no, it sounds like a lot of fun. What it sounds like.
You may want to be left out, or just call you for dinner. That's all you want, huh?
That's right. You know, you don't have the name Don, and don't get called Dandy Don somewhere along the way.
No, that's for football.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, let's. We were talking a little bit about some of these greenhouses that you build and what a great job you're doing. And Dan's getting ready to refurb his old house up there in Wisconsin that was quite green when it was built new, and now it needs an update. But I want to know a little bit about what makes a home green. You know, when you're talking about building a home green or taking it off the grid or whatever, what are the things that you're looking at, maybe the top four or five things that you guys put into it at Ferrier Builders that make that home so energy efficient and sustainable too?
And you do. And energy efficiency in most circles has felt like that's the number one thing you do to green a home or a remodel. It's really very, very similar what you do for either a new or a remodel or a commercial. You just sometimes have different products because of things. You've got your site on a new home, especially a new commercial building, how you're dealing with the site, you know, just your big overviews of the areas. Or then you also have your material selections, and you're trying to get things that are local, that if possible have recycled content, that don't have outgassing, no VOCs or low VOCs or no formaldehyde or low formaldehyde. And then you get into your appliances and what you're putting into the house, and it's just a combination. You know, it's not one or two things, although they help. It's what's become, Andrea, it's called building science. It's a study in how things interact together to produce a desired result, and it's not randomly going out and choosing a dozen or two dozen or three dozen things without a concern of how they interact.
And it's kind of a holistic approach, too, I guess.
It is a holistic, very much so.
Completely. It's a very systematic approach. I'm just kind of curious, Don, how much do you find that doing these things increases the cost of the home?
You know, it's a good question, and it's one that's commonly either thought of or asked. We can make great improvements in the energy efficiency and in the green content, let's say, of a home for a minimal amount of money. And just the farther you go down that, the more it's going to cost. There are some things you can do that get a great payback for very little input. Every client we deal with, it's a balance between what their heart wants and what their wallet's comfortable in paying for. And it's that balance of what is the right mixture for each client that really makes it unique, because you may have people wanting almost exactly the same footprint and cost, but what they want to put into that can vary greatly.
Well, you know, we were talking to Gary Ulp earlier, and he was chatting. Actually, I had lunch with him a week or so ago, and he was talking about, you know, even on a lot of the commercial jobs that he's doing, it really comes down to making the decision. You know, do you want to spend the extra $50,000 to do geothermal heating and cooling when it's going to take 20 years to get a payback on that, you know? And so all of these things are things, as you say, that you've got to really decide, how far do you want to go? You know, do you want it green or do you want it greener?
That's right, and that's the shades of green. You got light green, medium green, and dark green. And you can have a dark green. You can have 10 dark green homes, and they won't have exactly the same thing in it.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's take another break. And when we come back, we're going to visit some more with Don Ferrier. Dan and I are going to have some more questions. And we may have a question or two from listeners as well. We'll be back with more Energize Green in just a moment.
Start your day. CNN 1190 AM Headline News with all the top news and business stories. Plus, Nancy Grace Live.
We just heard from Ricky Kleeman about people surrounding her.
Okay.
I'd like to finish.
And Showbiz Tonight. Stay informed and in tune with the world of news, business, sports, and entertainment with CNN 1190 Headline News.
They floored your neighbors, and you'll be amazed at what they're doing now. PTI Hardwoods, your complete custom hardwood flooring specialist, is now PTI Hardwoods Luxurious Interiors. Come see their extensive display of custom furnished hardwood flooring, some even hand-scraped, plus E-Stone, tile, carpet flooring choices, cabinets, granite or soapstone countertops, wooden shutters, specialty wiring, and more. So visit PTI Hardwoods at 1101 Ohio, just east of Preston and south of Plano Parkway, or call 214-778-2462 for details.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable, too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
If you're looking to take your green lifestyle on the road, you'll need the right car, and you'll find it at Metro Volkswagen in Irving. Introducing the Volkswagen Jetta TDI Clean Diesel. Named the 2009 Green Car of the Year by Green Car Journal, it's easy to see why the folks at Green Car Journal went so crazy for the Jetta TDI. It's fuel efficient, with an EPI estimated 41 miles per gallon highway. It's powerful, delivering some 236 foot-pounds of pulse-raising torque. And it's earth-friendly. Volkswagen's clean diesel is engineered to emit fewer and cleaner emissions. Come to Metro Volkswagen to meet the 2009 Volkswagen TDI clean diesel sedan or sports wagon. The 2009 Green Car of the Year, now on display at Metro Volkswagen. Metro Volkswagen, on Airport Freeway and Story Road in Irving, or on the web at VWTexas.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Metro Volkswagen.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99 cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. We're talking to Don Ferrier, and Dan and I are just bursting with questions.
Oh, we have more questions. You know, I would love to just tape ourselves during the breaks here, just for a couple of minutes. We even got an email that came in, hang on just a second here. You know, we got questions that are coming in as we're talking here.
Well, the best question, really, I think, Don, is for everybody listening. You are so amazing, but you're here in Texas. How do listeners all around the country find out about green builders in their area? I think that's probably the most important question we've gotten.
And it is a great question. You know, they're always the local in the cities. The Builders Association, Fort Worth has one. Dallas has one. You go on a national sense, the National Association of Home Builders has a green building office. The USGBC, United States Grid and Building Council, also has builders that participate in their program, and we participate in both the NHB and the USGBC. And then NARI has it, National Association of the Remodeling Industry, I believe it is. There's a lot of momentum behind the green movement.
So you could contact any of those organizations, no matter where you are in the country, and find a qualified builder in your area that can help you either retrofit what you've got or help build a new one.
That's correct.
Well, and while we've got you on the line, I want to ask you real quickly, what kind of projects do we see upcoming for Ferrier Builders this year? Or this fall, I guess?
Still having new homes, remodels, commercial buildings, commercial remodels. But the two big things we're doing is Rudisill Farms. It's in Flower Mound, Texas. It's a 8-lot, dark, dark green subdivision that we're just thrilled to be the only builder in there. And we'll have it certified under the ANSI standard that NHB and them put together and the USGBC's Lead H. And we also have a zero energy home that we're actually constructing right now on the west side of, the east side of Eagle Mountain Lake out of Fort Worth.
And what does zero energy home mean?
And it's actually a more accurate term, good question, Dan, is net zero. We will produce as much energy as we consume, but we won't have batteries or backups, so we'll be tied right into the grid. And the goal is that we'll be a net zero. We'll produce as much as we consume.
So will your energy bill come out to zero, or will there
That's right. You know, one month you may have a $20 energy bill, and the next month you may have a $20 credit or something, or at least in kilowatts.
Yeah, I like that too.
And this is something that you can do anywhere in the country.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a combination of either you're doing it with photovoltaics, your solar electrical producing panels, and or wind. And in a few places, you can do it with hydro. You can have water. That's usually the best, but few people have that.
Well, you have to be on a creek or a river or something, don't you?
Yeah, you have to have some kind of running water, and that's a great way to turn that turbine to get some energy going. But few people are in that location.
But the sun shines everywhere.
Yeah, the sun does shine anywhere and everywhere, pretty much, at some point. I was watching a program the other day on one of the green television stations, and the person they were interviewing was doing hydroelectric power for their home. And I thought, wow, that is so cool. But you've got to have the running water right there to be able to do it.
Yeah.
So, and as you say, not all of us have that. Well, Don, you are amazing, and we just love having you. You guys have one of the coolest websites around, too, and it's loaded with great information. Why don't you give us your website so everybody can go take a look-see?
Sure, and that's www.ferriercustomhomes, F as in Frank, E-R-R-I-E-R, customhomes.com. And Heather just completely redid the website about a year ago. She's won one national award for it, and so she's done a great job.
And that's your wonderful daughter who is living in a close-to-zero-energy home, Heather's home.
Yeah, called a near-zero-energy home, first LEED platinum home in Texas, third in the nation.
Well,
that's impressive.
Yeah, and to do that for your daughter, too, is a really wonderful gift. So what a neat dad.
And, of course, we'll have a link to his website on energizegreen.com.
That's right. We've got it right there on the front page. And we enjoy having you, Don, and, of course, Gary Ulp as well. What a great team you guys are. And I know that you've got projects that you do together sometimes, and that's really neat thing, too. So
Gary's as good as they come.
Appreciate having you. And I want to mention, by the way, and Don, you actually turned us on to this. There is an event coming up September 28th through 30th. I guess that's this next week. The Excellence in Building in Denver, Colorado, the EEBA conference. And listeners, you can visit eeba.org and find out about that. They've got it right there on their website. And we, of course, have a link on Energize Green. Also, the Solar Home Tour's coming right up. It's right around the corner, October 3rd. That's right, next week. And that's
and it's free. It's nationwide. And it's people who already have solar energy on their homes. They open their homes to the public so that people can come in and actually see it in operation and ask the homeowners themselves the questions about the equipment.
That's the way to do it. And it's free. And it's ases.org. And again, we have a link on Energize Green. And then the Solar Decathlon in Washington, D.C. is right after that, October 9th through 18th, solardecathlon.org. And listeners, anywhere you are in the country, please come down to Texas and visit us. We've got the Texas State Fair going on through, actually, October 18th, and we'd love to have you come down and see what we're doing about green down here. We'll be back next week with more Energize Green.